I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car. Running or not, the value of your unwanted car will...
Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Culpa.
So again, we thank you for being here on this day. It's either a holiday or we are out. And where do I want to start today? And it's something we've talked about a lot. We never really used to have to talk about it. Many years ago, central banks, their job was simplistic. Meet every month and not do much. Seriously. Many years ago, there were no central bank people talking in between meetings. It was frowned upon. And then came the mid-90s. For some reason, they decided they needed to be famous. They needed to be out there. All well and good. But something else happened. See, back in the late 90s, there was a gentleman by the name of Alan Greenspan who believed in easy money policies. And at that time, all it meant was lowering interest rates and keeping them down, but not to 0%. I still remember when being easy was when they would take the Fed funds rate down from 4% to 3.25% over a six-month period. And that was real easy. And then came Bernanke. And we watched how he went easy and easier. And in that time, a bubble was created, one of the biggest bubbles in history, that being the housing bubble. And Mr. Bernanke didn't know it was coming, didn't have an idea it was coming, didn't see it coming. When it came, did not know it was here. And not until everything blew up did he acknowledge it. And what did he do? He did something we have not seen before. He immediately ramped down interest rates down to 0%. 0%. 0%. Now, these interest rates are important. Why? Because loans are based on it, debt is based on it, and asset prices also work off of them. You ever heard the line, don't fight the Fed? When the Fed is easing, markets usually do better, but what happens when the Fed goes down to 0%? Well, you saw what happened. Markets bottomed and started rallying. But something else then happened, something we never even dreamed of. I certainly never dreamed of it. Ben Bernanke decided, and they would not use the terminology, but we did, and that is they started printing money. Now, do they actually print money? No, they press buttons and create money. And they took that money that was created out of thin air and bought up our government bonds. And the goal in mind was to get interest rates as far down as possible, not only on the short end, but on the long end. The thought process being, if interest rates come down, the cost of capital to do everything and be everything come down, and that would spur on economic growth. But there's repercussions. A, savers get zero. Who gets the difference? The banks. Fair? Well, we'll let you decide if that's fair. The other part of the equation is, it kind of screws up the markets. You know, markets are supposed to be between buyers and sellers, based on fear and greed, desperation or inspiration, strength versus weakness, and they interfered. No longer was there a two-way trade. They bought up everything in sight, and thus interest rates came way down. And fast forward into the 2014 to where the Fed had printed $4.5 trillion. $4.5 trillion. Not many can put their hands around that type of number. And that's on top of 0% interest rates. And markets reacted, and reacted well. But along the way, every time the Fed stopped printing money, the markets corrected. And every time the markets corrected, the Fed did something new. You remember QE1, QE2, Operation Twist. I'm still not sure what that was. QE3, the mother of all printing of money, $85 billion a month. But what happened was they started to lose a lot of credibility and recognized, we got to change a little bit. So they came off their printing of money, slowly but surely. And markets started to hang in there until markets started to get in trouble. And what did they do? They found some friends. Japan, Europe, China. And in a coordinated effort in late 2014, Japan announced a trillion and change, Europe announced a trillion and change, and then China, the supposed miracle of Asia, realized that they were heading south. They started easing big time. And guess what happened to their markets? They soared. They copied Ben Bernanke. Since markets soared here, they now soar over there to the point where it doesn't matter what country it is. The communist paradise of Venezuela in early 2015 saw their stock market soaring even though inflation is 60, 70% there. Thus the big, humongous central bank intervention. But the issue is, what has it created? We know easy money was in part created in 1999, which led to 2000 to 2003. We know in big part easy money led to 2007, 2008. And now we have, I wouldn't even call it the mother of all easy money. I would call it, I don't even, the universe of all easy money. Things we couldn't fathom. Around the globe, 0% interest rates, $5 trillion of negative interest rates, and $14 trillion of printed money, and still going strong. So what are the repercussions?
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607. 303
4607.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Let me add one more thing, and then we'll get into the market wrap. Many years ago, I used to rip on a certain somebody on TV, and we got emails from some very good listeners that gave us constructive criticism about us ripping on others that are in the business, and I'm very careful not to. In the recent past, the only one we've really brought up is Harry Dent. And that's because the bottom line is he's being deceitful, okay? And we just have to point that out. When you are calling for a crash since like 11,000 on the Dow and it's now 21,000, and they're walking around in his marketing company saying that they've been right, you just want to vomit. So that's why we do that, but we've only brought him up a couple of times. And I'm not going to name another name except to just let you know, they had some other dude on TV today. I'm not going to say who it is. He was introduced as this genius guru, whatever. And he's been bearish since Noah's Ark. And I don't know how on Wall Street... these prognosticators, the predictors, we don't predict here. We don't know what's going to happen in 2 years. Somehow they get credibility for being wrong 1,000 out of 1,000 times. So all we ask you to do is just be very careful. Just be very careful. Nobody knows where the market's going to be at the end of this year or a year from now. Look at all the variables. Look at all the things that could happen. Now, we can have a thought process about it. That's okay. Well, interest rates are low if they stay low. Earnings have been good if, you know, this company's doing this. And if they exit, you know, I get all that. But these people that are so sure of themselves that know where the market's going to be in 2 years from now, 1 year now from now, end of the year, they're full of crap. So I hope you understand that. So we're not going to name names, we'll leave it at that, but just I have to make that point. Because I can't begin to tell you how many emails I get based on emails people get from the marketing companies of some of these people who are calling for the end of the world. Now, let's be clear about me. We have told you under no uncertain terms, we are seriously worried about a central bank-induced bubble. That's a fact, central banks. But we also tell you, we'll let you know. Because if you sold too early in 99, man, did you miss out. So what we do here is our own great technical analysis of what's going on and able to tell you what to avoid, what areas are working, and if anything's changing. Just recently, a couple of days before the biotech breakout to the upside, we told you the biotechs were setting up, and if they move above 300, 301, 302 on the IBB, and the IBB sitting at 319 now. We had no idea it'd be so strong. I mean, it was like a rocket out of there. On the other end of the spectrum is all the things we've been telling you avoid for months and months and months, and you know the areas. I keep the list. And it's a pretty big area, and it gives us pause knowing that the market's very, very narrow. But that's interpreting the market. It's not predicting the market. So just keep all that in mind. Very important. So important. Let's do today's market wrap. And that's brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out, investment-models.com. And just as a way again, energy, oil and gas, the big telecom like AT&T and Verizon, steel, copper, aluminum, gold, silver, anything basically auto parts, retail, auto manufacturers, dealers, all that stuff. Big retail, supermarkets, drugstores, discount retail, a bunch of restaurants, a bunch of real estate stocks. And recently, we've told you about half the semiconductor stocks should be avoided. Names like Intel, KLA-Tencor, Cuervo, Skyworks Solutions, Silicon Labs, STM Microelectronics, Teradyne, Texas Instruments, Kulikian Software, all of them trading below the 50-day and not acting too well here. Which tells us it's going to be a little rougher going in the semiconductors because half of them ain't participating anymore. So let us state at the outset, while the biotechs broke out, the semiconductors still are giving us pause here. And now you have Lam Research, LRCX. That's an important name. Kind of sort of wedging along the 50-day and starting to roll over here. That'd be not good. And what we mean by wedging, it means you drop and then you rally towards 2 o'clock. So stay tuned. Market need not lose the semiconductor stocks. On the day, Dow 14, very disappointing. Why? Because at one time today, I believe, if I am correct, the Dow was up to... up 112. So not the end of the world, but definitely a little kind of reversal. The S&P was basically flat. It was up 11 or 12 points early. The NASDAQ was down 18. After being up, 38 points. Little reversal there. And the semiconductor index, again, was down 10 today after being up about 14 early. And when you have a chance, look at the SOX, the semiconductor index, you will see a straight down move up, a hold, and a little bit of that wedge towards 2 o'clock. Draw a line from the lows of a couple of weeks ago to the lows today. A break below that line will be what I'll use the term ominous for the semiconductors, and especially if it breaks the 50-day, which is sitting around 1053, be watching this. Up next on The Edge, more this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. Thanks for being here. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
is Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So let me give you the next part of the little equation. By the way, the financials are a little bit on the strong side today. Counter trend while the semiconductors were weak. A lot of red today. The growth names are weak. Biotechs were actually, oh my goodness, in the red. A few of them were up, but mostly in the red. We've been watching the healthcare stocks now as they caught a bid recently. Mixed. Hospitals were up, but most everything else kind of on the mixed side. We mentioned the semiconductors to you all already. Yuck. Let's see what else I got for you. Gold, silver, weak. Everything else kind of green. The housing stocks on the green side. KBH, new high. Toll Brothers said, you know, looks like it can move out of here. Bounce in the Costco's and the like that have been hit real hard as of late. Retail was actually green, my goodness gracious. Not overly green, but on the green side. Best Buy holding the 50-day moving average. Insurance green. There's a bunch of green today. So, you know, no biggie except these areas I am telling you about that have to be watched. And remember that the retail and all that already in a bear market. In the Dow today, Boeing down 2, Goldman Sachs up 3. By the way, Goldman Sachs is on the 200-day moving average. That's the big long-term moving average. One would think it would hold for the second. So it was up 3 today. Disney bounces up 1, IBM 1. After that, not much else. But here's the other part I want to bring up to you. And when we do this, okay? By the way, I didn't mention NASDAQ 100 down 25. Transports are up 53. Advanced declines were pretty good, but they came in throughout the whole day. And as I mentioned, market was up much better until the close. All right, I want to be careful here. And I know sometimes, you know, I listen back to the show and I said, that's a little bit over the head. What typically happens when you have leading stocks, they're strong, they're doing well, people are talking about them, they made good moves. What typically gets them to the point, listen carefully, where trouble begins is when they start trading what we call wide and loose. And all that means, instead of moving up uniformly, pulling back uniformly, and you know what we mean by that? Stair steps, tight little moves. Wide and loose means it's like giving a crayon to your little four-year-old kid. Draw on that sheet of paper. And it's just all over the place. And of course, if this is correct, and this it's an issue, the start of the wide and loose was June 9th. We've rallied up some. And then you get today's yuck, which may mean nothing. But we're just letting you know, we're starting to get some wide and loose. For example, and again, Amazon goes from like 1,012, it's showing down to 927. There was a fat finger on that, so I'm not going to use that. 1,012 down to, let's say, 940, rallies up to about 1,010 again. now $993, and I know that it's $1,000, so it's not big in percentage, but the pattern's starting to get a little bit wide and loose. Facebook, 155 to 144, back to 155 over like a 9-day period. That's considered wide and loose. This is something to watch because, again, in our studies of markets, exhaustive studies of markets, quite often moves end as things start to trade wide and loose. And if you go look at Facebook and see how it traded from, let's call it January 24th up till April 27th, nice little tight action all the way up. You will see a stark change in it the last 7-8 weeks. By the way, I forgot to mention, it first went from 153 to 144, back to 155, back to 144, back to 155, wide and loose. And it may mean nothing, because if these stocks settle down, relax, bust out of range, we're just letting you know after today's action, which leaves a lot to be desired, I would just pay attention. Much more attention to all these growth names that have been leading. And as I have told you, here, in my abode, and in my storage at my offices, are thousands and thousands and thousands of printed charts from different time frames throughout the years, and different patterns all put together, separated by pattern. So we have one grouping, wide and loose tops. By the way, the biggest wide and loose tops in history was the 2000. My goodness. Even the whole NASDAQ 100, the wide and loose action it went through from early 2000 all the way into September. Wow. Especially in the tech/internet and all that stuff. Wow. I don't think we'll ever see that again. I doubt we'll ever see that again. So just be on your guard. And we'll see what the outcome is. And of course, as I mentioned, them semiconductors. Muy importante. Now the financials coming into the weekend. Man, those regional banks acting terrible. The bigger banks not acting as bad, but still nothing going on. They bounced today. Wouldn't call it anything more than that. There's really, it's been 5-6 months of no gains. And some of the regionals are a little worse off. So they'll stay on the avoid list, only for trading, at best. So again, there's some things we are watching in here. Watch with us. We'll see if we're at an important juncture. On the upside today, Power Integration up 7. I didn't see any news on that, by the way. Fabrinet, symbol FN, up 6 to 46. Ulta Beauty bounces up 5. It's below the 50-day moving average. AutoZone bounces. Three or more, Martin Marietta Materials, Equinix, Goldman Sachs, Costco, O'Reilly Automotive, two or more, BlackRock, which still acts nice, Visteon, Allergan, Charter Communications, CVS Health, that's the drugstore, and I think that's about it on the upside. Stamps.com, Lear Corp, RH Corp, that's Restoration Hardware, World Acceptance, Whirlpool, not much to talk about. But it was a much better day earlier, ladies and gentlemen. On the downside, you ready? Google 13, NetEase 13, Amazon 10, Intuitive Surgical 9, Mercado Libre 7, 5 more HealthStream, 4 more Applied Optoelectronics, Wix.com, 3 or more Sanderson Farms, Illumina, Quervo, Arista Network, Stratasys, Humana, Grubhub, Proofpoint. Some of these names have been very strong. 2 or more, Broadcom, Skyworks Solutions, Shopify, Parker Hannifin, Expedia, Vail Resorts, BioVerative, Lam Research, NVIDIA, Ligand Pharmaceuticals, Constellation Brands. That is your ever-popular over-the-top movies of the day. I was going to do a webcast today, but then I ended up having to do some TV. I'm going to have some TV tomorrow. Wednesday, we'll have a webcast beyond all this. And if need be, we'll throw one in tomorrow. Up next on The Edge, more this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to.
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I have you know we've been complaining about those robocalls on the cell phone where if your number is, let's say, 561-222-3347, you get phone calls from 561-222-8896 and you end up answering it in some – can't even say what I'm thinking – but they got the company. I don't know if they're getting arrested, but there's a $120 million fine. I don't even want to begin to tell you what should happen to these people. No, I didn't say waterboarding. Maybe. Anyway, the big news. First off, let me just say this. When I talk on radio and I'm doing 50-day moving average and support, I hope you guys are getting the gist of this stuff. If not, we do these webcasts and we actually show you. You will hear the sirens from me when I think big trouble is ahead. We are not shy. So when we tell you to avoid this area, boom, blanket statement, it's usually meaningful. And we've been giving you a bunch of them. And now we're in that avoid area of semiconductors. They have not broken down as a whole. That comes in a move below last week's low and a break below the 50-day for the whole. But half of them are already gross. Or getting gross. Or going gross. So I'd be careful about this very important group. And when we mention to you that the big leaders, those big, gigantic names that everybody talks about, start going wide and loose, doesn't have to mean the end of the end. It means be on your guard. And it may just turn out that June 9th day was what I call that day a shot across the bow. We'll see. Now, we do know third week in July, earnings, but I got news for you. If the market wants the top, it'll do it because of or regardless of earnings. We will worry about price first, all that other caca second. Now, acting well continues to be like the hotels, cruise lines, insurance, mortgage, REITs, tobacco, the biotech. The gaming, especially the ones that have a China component to it, investment managers, housing, a few others. We'll see. I noticed like the emerging markets looks like it wants to break out again. That's the EEM. We'll see. In the news, in Mozambique, $1 billion has gone missing. More than $1 billion that Mozambique raised in international markets with the help of two major banks can't be fully accounted for by the state-owned companies that benefited from the funds. Really? Let's raise money from Mozambique. In the news, I haven't read it yet, but there's two pages today in the money section of USA Today. I guess page 3B and 4B titled, Cities Vie to Become Hubs of Self-Driving Technology. Hotspots emerge in the race for the lucrative future. I ain't buying it. I still do not believe that we are going to have self-driving cars as the norm. I don't believe it. There's no way. Not where I drive. You going to drive up the Colorado mountains with a computer? I don't think so. You going to drive the nightmare I call I-4 every day in Orlando with all the construction? I don't think so. I think they're trying to sell us on something that ain't going to happen. I could be wrong. In fact, when the iPod came out, I said it was just another Walkman. But I'm just letting you know. Are you getting in a car in traffic with a computer running it? Really, are you? Do you really trust that? Have you not seen the movie Westworld where the robots go haywire? Do you not get worried about somebody hacking your car? I will tell you flat out, there is no freaking way I am ever. The only thing I'll do is get in the monorail at Disney World. You ain't putting me in one of these things. And again, I am not buying this thing's going to work out in a big way. And I think it's being foisted upon us. And I'm just not going with it. Think about it. Just ask yourself. Are you getting in a car that's going to go 65 miles an hour with nobody? And nobody at the wheel? Ask yourself that. And honestly answer me in an email if you can say, yeah, I'll do it. I'll call you on it. Ain't happening. Human nature, baby. Human nature states we want to protect ourselves big time. First thing we want to do every day is stay safe. Protect ourselves. Self-driving car is my arse. And that is it's all Wonder Woman this week. Not as epic as everybody's saying it is, but was good. It was really good. Well done story. And I saw The Mummy with Tom Cruise. Average, but I'm a Tom Cruise fan. I dig him. And now that's our ever-popular over-the-top news of the day. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,